Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There are many stories creating headlines in France at the moment. First, the French government is on the verge of collapse as the opposition have said they would vote to remove Prime Minister Michel Barnier's minority government after he vowed to draft budget measures without parliamentary approval. Then there's the gruesome trial ongoing. 8 people are accused of encouraging the killer of Samuel Paty, a secondary school teacher who was beheaded on the street outside his school 4 years ago. The man who committed the atrocity, Abdullah Anzorov, is dead. He was shot by police in the minutes after the attack. And thirdly, the breaking news that President-elect Donald Trump will actually visit the Cathedral of Notre Dame this week, which, of course, will create security problems as any significant figure like Donald Trump would do. I'm joined on the line by Joseph Ataman of CNN Paris. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Let's talk about those stories in order. First of all, how close is the French government to failure?
It looks like it's an imminent failure. We're expecting the vote to go to lawmakers tomorrow at 4 p.m. local time here in Paris, 3 p.m. in Dublin. And the expectation is that the right-wing ends of the government will vote with the left wing to condemn Macron's government to failure, putting his government into a caretaker position, and Macron will be forced to find a replacement.
And the thing is, they can't have another election for a government because of various rules about the timing of such a thing.
Exactly. This is a very young government, just elected earlier this year in the summer, a matter of months in position, something of a compromise already. Barnier, the prime minister, was known as a negotiator, viewed as this compromise figure. So now it's fallen. It'll be up to Macron to appoint one, to try and find someone who will please both the right and the left in France. Not an easy thing to do these days.
There were great hopes for Barnier, given his successful handling of the whole Brexit affair for the EU, and spent a lot of time in Dublin at the time of those negotiations. But in this regard, he has not been successful.
No, that's right. He's a figure that's surprisingly well known outside of France, as you say, with the Brexit negotiations. He sits on the kind of centre-right wing of French politics. And it was thought that he might be the figure to bring the very polarised French political scene together at this time. Marine Le Pen, the head of the far right in France, said that she thought, French voters thought, that things would change with Barnier, but in fact it's worse. If he can't do it, the question stands, who can possibly unite French politics at the minute?
And the problem faced by Barnier was that the budget was in trouble, the economy was in trouble, and certain things had to be done. Changes to the pensions that were proposed were going to be abandoned, and taxation measures brought in. So what was he to do? How could he square that circle?
Exactly. It's been a bit of an impossible puzzle for him to fix. He came into office with the French deficit at almost historic highs, twice the European rules on it. And his job was to bring that spending down. Macron had raised spending with COVID, with the war in Ukraine, to try and protect French consumers. And so he was proposing a 60 billion euro tax hikes in the budget, spending cuts to bring the deficit down to under 5% next year. That was already loaded with compromises to compromise the far right. especially around electricity taxes and reducing medical aid for undocumented people in France. That evidently was not enough. He's had this impossible situation, and he looks to be the victim of it.
Now we move on to the courts and that gruesome case that is the latest chapter of which is before the courts. And this was the beheading of the teacher Samuel Paty. We've already just been watching the multiple rape trial of the woman who was raped in her sleep with the collaboration of her husband with many other perpetrators. But this trial is even more shocking, I suppose, because it was a young child who really set the scene for the execution of the teacher.
Exactly. It really strikes this incredibly emotional debate in France around secularism. The teacher involved, Samuel Paty, has become this figurehead of secular France, Republican France. He showed, he was involved in this discussion in the class around secularism, around cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad,
the Charlie Hebdo magazine cartoons, and he was going to show them to the class because it was all about free speech and these were cartoons. But he did seemingly say to those Muslim students they could avert their gaze if they didn't want to look at these things.
Absolutely. And I think that really speaks to how potent an issue this is in France. France has a very proud history of republicanism, of secularism, of protecting that secularism, especially within public institutions like schools. You'll know that in schools you're not allowed to wear headscarves or other religious symbols. It is really prosecuted, if you like, to an extent that would seem very strange to other countries, especially within Europe. And when he brought this up as a topic in the class, that invoked this rage amongst students, amongst some parents, and led to this incredibly tragic and violent episode in France.
Now, the girl in question, she got an 18-month sentence for her own part in all of this. She was 13 at the time, and she got that sentence from a youth court. But she wasn't even present in the classroom at the time of the incident which she alleged.
That's right. It's a case that has mired the families as well of the children involved, the roles that the parents should or could have played, the state says, in stopping something like this happened. The child that accused Samuel Paty of going against of religion or of offending the Muslim children in the class and the families and their faith, really was this kind of touch paper, if you like, to this fire that then ignited and ultimately led to his death. There have been other cases of teachers in France being harassed, being bullied, being threatened, receiving death threats, especially in the wake of this case. And it's one that the French state, especially under the Macron government, has been taken a very hard line on. It wants teachers to feel safe. It wants these values to be respected.
Yeah. Now, the people who are on trial, who are they?
So we're looking at the family of the girls involved. And as I said, it's a case that's gripped the attention of people in France. Headline news every day.
All right. Now, the final story is the arrival of Donald Trump in Paris for the reopening of Notre Dame. That's a headache that Macron could probably have done without.
Perhaps it's funny you put it like that because it's one of his own making. He's extended the invitation to Donald Trump to be there at one of the great good news stories for France this year. The opening of Notre Dame this weekend, the official opening. Obviously, many people who have seen the images of the incredible interiors of the cathedral from Friday. Macron has extended the invitation, copying a move he made back in 2017 when he made Trump the guest of honour at the Bastille Day parades here in Paris. It's no doubt one that's a move that's going to please the incoming president. He'll be at the centre of the spotlight. Won't be necessarily the guest of honour, but he will have lots of cameras on him. A great opportunity for him and one for Macron to rebuild those ties that are ever so difficult to keep with Donald Trump.
Joseph Ataman of CNN Paris, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12-packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.